Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
We're talking about God's grace. God's grace is sufficient for me. God's grace is sufficient for you. God is good, and he's good all the time. There's nothing that God is not able to do. We're walking in his grace in this season. Father, we just thank you right now for this hour of power, Lord God. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would come and meet us at our point of need. Father, that you would hide me behind the cross and that you would get all of the glory. God, use my mouth to speak the oracles of God. Father, use my tongue to speak over your people, that you would have your way in their lives. So, Father, as we go forth, we thank you, God, that you have us hidden behind you. And we thank you that you would open the ear gates of your people, that your people would not only hear, that we would also receive what you're saying to your church. So in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we just say yes and amen and glory to God, for you're awesome, God. And there's no one like you, Father. Father, we just thank you that you use us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say yes and amen. You know, I'm excited again. This is Prophetess Pastor Teresa Dox. There's nothing like King Jesus. There's no one like King Jesus. We just thank him. And I just thank everyone that have called in today. And even those that have said yes to the Lord. Those that are willing to stand in the gap for God's people. Those that are willing to stand on the front line, those that are willing to say, I'll go, send me. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want you to know that you are special to God because he chose you. Those that have said yes to the internet radio, those that have said, yes, I will go out and fight for the kingdom of glory, kingdom of God. We want you to get your Bibles and get ready. I get so many testimonies, and I know that God is moving by his Spirit with his people. So expect something new every day to manifest. Expect some things to happen. Amen. We're going to be talking today about armed for the battle. Amen. Armed for the battle, part one. You know, I talked about on Sunday, tick-tock, God's prophetic clock. Tick-tock, God's prophetic clock. God's clock is ticking. God has a timing, and God is moving by his Spirit. So we have to make sure that we are ready for the battle. So we're going to talk about armed for the battle. You know, just how do Christian soldiers prepare for the battle that must be fought in this sinful world, sin-trotten world, I like to say? You know, what is their armor, and how does it make the difference in their walk with the Lord? Amen. You know, God is so awesome. I want you to turn your Bibles to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. Amen. 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 You know, the Word of God is just so awesome, so good. I love to eat from the Word of God. Amen. And our title is Armed for the Battle. Amen. Armed for the Battle. We run to get our word out when we used to run. Amen. To get our weapons, to get our knives, our guns, our nunchucks, our brass knuckles. Only when I was a teenager, hallelujah, I thank God for from where he had brought me from. You know, I always had my brass knuckles. Amen. Can you imagine running to get your brass knuckles or your nunchucks? That was like way in the day. Amen. Ephesians 6. Amen. Learn your scriptures. Learn how to go right to it. And my theme, I'm gonna touch successfully dressed in this earthly realm. I gave you my title, and I'm gonna give you a theme. Successfully dressed in this earthly realm. We have to be dressed, ready to fight at all times. Amen. Ready to, when they say you're ready, I'm ready. Amen. And then our topic is kingdom authority, knowing that you have kingdom authority. Amen. You're legally ready to fight. It's not illegal. You're legally ready. You're legally authorized. I want you to learn how to walk in your kingdom authority. Your authority is in Christ, and there are six key topics that I want to touch today that we're going to address. And the first one is kingdom authority. And on this topic, we're going to have our enemy exposed, how we come to realize that a battle rages. The battle is raging. You know, and we have to discover how to know that Satan is attacking us and how to war and conquer the war. Because the war was conquered at the cross, but we have to learn how to be armed for the battle, because there are spiritual battles and emotional battles that's going to come. And we have to be ready and equipped and qualified how when enemies show up, that we are ready, that we're not surprised. We're ready. We're waiting on them. Amen. God is trying to take us to a place in him that when the enemy come, it's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that they was ready, because he like to sneak up on you. It's like the element of surprise, and that's what we don't want. That's when you're in the service and you're in the army, in the natural army, they like to strategize and catch the enemy sleeping so that it'd be an element of surprise. And that's the same way that the enemy like to attack God's people, that it's an element of surprise, that he'll catch you sleeping, he'll catch you slipping, that you're not prepared, and then it'll be at your weak point. So he'll catch us at our weak point so that he can conquer. Amen. So we're going to be talking about kingdom authority, because when we're walking in our kingdom authority at all times, he can't catch us at a weak point. Amen. Amen. So I hope you have your Bibles, and I hope that you are prepared. Listen, finally, and the Bible says, well, before I go forth, I want to make sure everybody have their Bibles. You know, I'm very serious about that, because every single time you pick up your Bible, you're picking up your weapon. It's like picking up your gun. Amen. You know how your gun is loaded? You can clink that gun up, and that gun is ready to shoot. That's how we are, like a loaded gun. Amen. We're going to surviving Satan's rim. He has a rim that he operates in. And we have to know what, how to understand how to conquer that rim. You know, people who are not surrendered their lives to the lordship of Jesus Christ have chosen to put their trust in other things to resolve and solve situations. So we run to a gun. Amen. But we're going to run to our kingdom authority. We're going to walk in it. Amen. Let's talk about, let me begin to read. And I want you to listen as I read. Amen. Not listen to me, but listen to the words of the Lord. Amen. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? Why should we put on the whole armor? So that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. So that you can take your stand. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the listen what it says, in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, so that when the day of evil come, because it's coming, that you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm, then, with your belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted for the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Man, Jesus, be ready. We have to be ready. We can't afford to slip and dip. We have to be ready at all times. And after you have done all to stand, stand firm. I want to read that again. Stand firm with your belt of truth buckled around your waist, and your breastplate, and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith. You got to have the shield in which you can extinguish all of the flames, the arrows of the evil one, all of the darts So you take on the helmet of salvation and the word, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And this is the part that I like most. And pray in the spirit, occasions, with all kinds of prayers. That let us know that there's all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, Hakarabose, be alert. You can't afford to be slipping. And always keep on praying and for all the saints. Amen. Let us pray. Powerful. How do Christian soldiers prepare for the battle that must be fought in this sin-trodden world? What is our armor? How does it make the difference in our walk with the Lord? So we can't just walk with the Lord. We have to be in the Lord. When we come, things happen. When we come, the atmosphere shifts because we're there. You have to remember that you are somebody in God, that God wants to use you. God has need. Amen. God is trying to do some things through you to get to you. See, we have to give to get. We have to be prepared. We cannot afford to slip. That's all I have to say in the realm of the natural. We can't afford to be slipping. Amen. Because when we snooze, we lose. I want you to remember that. When you snooze, you lose. You have to be alert. And you have to plan for the battle. Amen. There's a transitional sentence in Ephesians 6 and 13. I read that. The exhortation from the written word of God is put on the full armor of God. What does that mean? That means that we don't already have it on. So we have to put it on so that when the day of evil comes, that we don't have to run. That we may be able to stand our grounds, because when evil comes, we already prepared and we already anticipate. So it's almost like when enemies start messing with your family, that you don't have to run and say, leave my family alone. No, we're like, come on, demon. The word is clear that we have adversaries. Enemy is trying to attack every single thing that God is trying to do through us. He's not slipping, because he's on point, because he's targeting everything God wants to manifest through us. So he'll try to keep us where we're not focused, that we're not aligning ourselves with what God is trying to do through us, through silly schemes. So we have to put on the full armor. Every single day, we have to dress. As we dress our physical body, we have to dress our spiritual body. We have to put on the whole armor. You have to put it on. So when evil comes, you're already equipped. You're already fully dressed for the battle. In 1 Chronicles 21 and 1, Apostle Peter, he was remembering the time that Satan was talking about shifting and sifting him away from what God wanted him to do. If he did it to the disciples, if he attacked Jesus, Paul, if he attacked these great men of God, he's going to also attack us. He come to take us out. He's not playing with us. He's not trying to suppress us. He's trying to completely destroy the man that God has made. And in Luke 22:31, he's warning us about he's like a roaring lion coming against the body of Christ. So we have to have self-control and we have to be alert. And then in 1 Peter 5:8, it's talked why the Apostle Paul was led of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of Christ, to write down the full armor of God. And this was to inform the body of Christ that we have to be equipped, that these struggles are coming. These evil forces are going to come. And a lot of times we don't see the forces being established. We don't see them being, actually, to be honest with you, sometimes we create the forces by what we say. We open up doors. We cause things to happen because we're not saying the right thing. We're not putting on the whole armor. When we say certain things, we open up doors. In 1 Chronicles 21:1, Satan, he rose up against Israel, and he incited David to take a census of Israel. It was a reason. You got to count up. When you put on the whole armor, you have to know armor is not covering you. Is your mind right? Is your heart right? Are you speaking the right things? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you praying? You know, and I said to a woman of God today, get a time. And you say, I'm going to pray every day at 5:00. I'm going to pray every day at 4:00. I'm going to meet God at the same time every day. I feel that is so important so that God know he can count on you to talk to him and hear his voice, that you will lean not to your own understanding so he can direct you. He can direct your path. He can direct your day. He can take you to a place in him that you, like he did with John on Patmos. What did he do? He took him away in the spirit. And that's what God would do for us. If we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land, meaning that God will direct us if we allow him to direct us. God want to direct us so that when the enemy come, that we are equipped and that we'll already be pre-warned and that we would know that this is going to happen before it happened, that we will not be caught off guard. We don't want to be caught off guard. We want to know that this is what the enemy plan is. And can you imagine the enemy trying to cuss and we already know his attack? Have you ever seen something that was going to happen before it happened? Well, that's how it'll be when God, when you visit God daily, he'll pre-warn you. He'll let you know that the enemy is over there or the enemy is speaking. The enemy, he fights constantly at the Christians, at anything that belongs to Christ. So I want you to know that you have an authority, you have authority, and it's from the cradle to the grave. God have given you authority. And that it's a constant struggle that the enemy wants to spiritually cause you to give up the fight. So Satan always engulfs us in this war. He wants to use the weakness of the flesh and so that he can lure us to things of the world so that you'll see something and you won't say anything because you're going to benefit from it in the natural. But God wants us to know Satan's attack. So there are two ways of learning while watching the action of mankind. I want you to take note of this. One way is to learn from the successes that gained from doing what's right. When we do what's right, we're going to always gain. When we do what's wrong, portals are open for the enemy to get in as he please. When there's a weakness in the flesh, Satan can get in. I said to a young man today, as he began to curse, I rebuked it, because you can't walk with Christ and say what you want to say. Curse when that flesh wants you to curse. And then you think you're ready to fight. When it's time to fight the spiritual battle, you got a gate open. You got a portal open. You got to conquer that thing. You got to conquer it. You got to take authority over it. But when we do what's right, we gain that the doors and the portals are tight, that you're equipped and qualified. When we do what's right, wrong begin to leave, because wrong understand that he can't stay where right is. In other words, where the light is, darkness can't stay. So we have to do what's right. We have to make righteous decisions. Sometimes doing what's right might hurt us in the flesh, but in the long run, you win. Two ways to learn while you're watching the actions of mankind. You can watch a person and they know to do what's right, but they may not do what's right. So it's our job in many instances to encourage that person to do what's right. We watch their successes. We watch our successes when we make righteous choices. You know, we are to observe the lives of those who have chosen to live for self and watch those that have chosen to live for God. There's a big difference. Because when you choose to live for God, you live in reverence for God. It's like, you don't let people boost you up, because you know you. When they boost in you, they really boost the Christ in you. So that becomes a fortification for your body. When a person says, oh, she really did this, or he really know how to do that, you give God the glory. So you cause your flesh to understand that they're not honoring you, they're honoring the Christ in you. This becomes a weapon that you have, and I want to make it plain, because you're dead to the world, and because you're dead to the world, you don't feel it when someone tell you are that. Because you're not looking for that. You're looking for their lives to change through the Christ in you. So as we observe the lives of others, we get an opportunity to give them the word, tell them what's right, and we watch them grow. But it becomes a spiritual fight when a person struggles with growing, but we're not moved by that. So we continue to do what's right. We continue to say what's right. We continue to make a righteous stand as we walk in our kingdom authority, as we have on the whole armor. So we put on the whole armor. So every day we're led by the Spirit of Christ to put on the whole armor, to be equipped, so that when we fight the battle, we fight it with the loving kindness of Jesus Christ. So there are two ways of doing it: by speaking what's right to those that will receive, and speaking what's right to those that won't receive, but we have to say it. Amen. So Satan wants to fight our mentality to make us think and be afraid to come against what's not right. We have to speak. We have to say it so it can manifest. Amen. So we want to enjoy the abundant life of the promises of Christ. In order to do that, we have to speak against what's wrong. Don't be afraid to speak against what's wrong, because you're walking in kingdom authority. Because God got your back, because you got on the whole armor. So don't be afraid. We enable God to use us when we open our mouths. We enable Satan to flee when we open up our mouths. Amen. And when you have on the whole armor, every dart that comes, because you're dead to the world, you think you're going to feel it? So that means we have to put our emotions in check, because it's not about us. We put our emotions in check. And so when the enemy throw the dart, guess what he hit? He hit the armor. So as a Christian, we enjoy our authority in Christ because we understand the truth of needing to put on the full armor. Because when we don't have our armor on, every single time we're going to be emotional when the darts come. But when we have on the full armor, the darts are going to ricochet. It won't affect us. So we get an opportunity to correct what's wrong. You know, and as a believer, we must know that it's very important that we don't take things personal, because the dart's going to hit us, but they won't affect us because we're walking in our authority. So we have to be fully armed for the battle by putting on Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. So we know that we are walking in Christ, we're walking through Christ, that every single thing that comes will not affect us, because we're going somewhere in Christ. So we clothe ourselves. You know how to clothe yourself? Do you know how to clothe yourself? We do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. So you can't think about the gratification of sin, because sometimes you say, well, I can do this and I can get that. We're not thinking like that. We're thinking about putting on the armor of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine when a person see that you have your armor on? Have you ever had someone tell you, you keep hiding behind that cloak of Jesus? You keep every time I'm talking to you, you're talking about the word. Every time I just want to have a, why don't you just be yourself? I want you to just take off all of that so that I can talk to you. Keep your armor on, because that's like telling you to take off your armor. You have to be equipped with the things of the Bible, with the words of God. And one of the key truths of being fully armed for the battle is to personally put on the full armor of God by having Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And then it cannot be expressed loudly enough. When you have on the armor, people will see it. And when they see the armor, guess what? They see your kingdom authority. Can you imagine seeing kingdom authority in the natural? The Holy Spirit illuminating through you, fire coming out your eyes. Literally, God will cause it to illuminate His Holy Spirit through us when we have on the whole armor. When sickness comes in your body, that you feel so much authority in Christ, that you begin to speak to that thing. that you know that you belong to Christ, that you have every portal shut, and that everything is tightly fitted in you and on you, and that God have chose you for the hope of his glory, that you're not wondering if you're victorious, that you know you're victorious. We walk in victory with the Lord Jesus Christ, that every single time the enemy speaks to your mind and tell you to do something or say something that's going to cause your armor to be loosened, that you speak to that thing. People say, oh, she's talking to herself again. Yes, because we're victorious. And sometimes when your mind is not thinking properly, you have to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Sometimes you might want to say something that seemed like it might be a joke, but Satan run with that. Sometimes we can't even play because things start manifesting when you open up your mouth. Proclaim your kingdom authority over your body, over your mind, over your spirit, over your atmosphere, over every place that you go. When you get there, that it's already in place because you're coming. Still humble. But yet you're still on fire. Amen. Make it a daily routine. Every single day when you wake up, that you decide in your heart that your mind, your life will let the Holy Spirit lead your day. That the Holy Spirit will do a work in you, that everything that you touch is blessed. Every place that you go is under the subjection of the authority of Jesus Christ. You're powerful in Christ. When your body feels sick, you speak the word over it. When your mind feels weak, take authority over it. When your heart feels weakened, speak to your heart. I command you to pump as you should. I command every chamber to open as it should, the atrium, the ventricle. Every chamber will pump properly. The blood cells will be oxidated, and it will pump through the membranes. The chambers will open as God has ordained kingdom authority, that you're clothed in full authority. Speak to your pain. Speak to every part of your body, because you are fully equipped and qualified. The word of God have given us 9 instructions in Ephesians chapter 6 that enable us to defeat our enemy. And we have to use those weapons over our body, over our mind, over everything that we encounter. God want to use it. And he wants you to speak it so that we can be skillful, that when we go about our day, that the enemy will flee, because he'll see the kingdom authority that we're walking in. He'll leave you alone. He'll leave your body alone. He'll leave your mind alone. He'll leave your ear gates alone. And it will be where when the enemy comes, he'll recognize your authority and he will leave. Victory living involves being obedient to our exhortation, standing firm. You keep standing firm. You know how, and I like to connect it with natural things so that you can see it. You got a bunch of your friends and the enemy, some people saying, we got this gang, they about to fight you and your friends, and some of your friends take off and run, and you stand firm. You're not moved. A practical application is being prepared. We have to be prepared for the battle. In order, the order of the day is what? To stand, stand, stand. Because you are completely equipped. You are completely qualified. Stand. Stand. You can only stand if you got your heart in check. If you got the relationship to the point that you are subjected to authority of Christ. We're talking about kingdom authority by putting on the whole armor so that you can take a stand against every scheme. And how can you take a stand against a scheme if you don't know the scheme? You know the scheme because you have visited God every day. You have been in his presence every single day. That you're ready because you've been in his presence. So we're going to ask God to change the way we talk, to change the way we walk, to change the way we dress. And what I mean by dressing, I'm talking about a spiritual dress. Dress spiritually for the battle. We can dress in the natural and look completely qualified for the job. But I'm talking about being spiritually dressed, meaning that we're not bitter, but we're qualified. We have to get over all of the ikes. And we take the scripture and we apply it. Being well armed for the battle involves putting on the belt of truth, standing firm. Standing firm. It's like you know what you know, that you're not guessing. You're not being lured in. Because when something is not right, you know it's not right. So you don't do it. You don't say it. That's how the enemy slip in. Because we say things and we plan. Or we planning. You know, before we do things is not right, it's in our heart to do it. But if we visit God daily, presence is the fullness of joy. He's a consuming fire. So he'll burn off things that's not like Christ. So we get in his presence and we put on the whole armor. And then when we leave his presence, he's still with us because we're in Christ. I want to make it plain to you that in order to walk successfully in our authority, we have to have the Holy Spirit illuminating through us. Let me give you an example. Isaiah wrote about Christ's righteousness. It's just so deep, you know, when you think about the righteousness, we're in Christ, but it's through Christ. It's through Christ. So visiting his presence will cause us to walk with his fire. So we have to, why do we pray? We get a downpour. I don't know how many on the line that pray in the spirit. In Job, it talks about that we'll be built up. Being built up will enable us to stand. And I want to give this testimony about how I did not, when I remember talking about understanding what praying in the spirit meant, praying with the spirit, praying in our heavenly language, being built up in our faith. And I didn't quite understand it, but I used to see it and hear it. And so I asked God to endow me to pray in my heavenly language. But I didn't quite believe it. But I heard it. But I didn't believe it. But I wanted it so that I can, so when the Lord endowed me. And I began to pray in the spirit in an unknown tongue. I prayed all night, all morning, and I couldn't stop. It was though I was drunk. He was endowing me. It took all night for me for some things to be purged off of me. And then the morning came. I couldn't stop. I was praying in my heavenly language. And it was now 6 a.m. I was still praying until it finally lifted. My whole demeanor changed about God, about people, about prayer. God took me to a place in the spirit that changed my life. So I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I experienced. And at that point, I began to learn that we had authority in Christ. I began to learn that if we successfully walked and strived to more of Christ, that we would walk in our kingdom authority and that the Holy Spirit would illuminate from us. And back to where Isaiah wrote about Christ, the righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around our waist. That's Isaiah 11 and 5. That Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. That's in John 14 and 6. But I understood that I had to change the way I was in order to become what God wanted me to become. And it started with forgiveness. It started with truth. That I had to begin to look in the mirror and ask God to help me to become more like him. So it started with prayer, where I was interceding for others, but God was changing me. He was getting me prepared to how to fight spiritually. So it started with a disciplined life. God started taking old things away and all things become new. So I had to take off my old clothes to put on my armor. And the first piece of armor is truth. Truth. It's truth. We have to walk in our truth. So you got these little bitty Ikes that's keeping you from being fully armed. It could be past pain that you just haven't dealt with. It could be doors that's not shut, things that's not, you don't have closure to. It can be ancient demons from your past. It can be generational things. You know, for instance, when Jesus came and he took on all of the pain of the past, all of the sin, past, present, and future, but there are still some things that we hold on to that we haven't released. God wants those things to be released out of your life. And a lot of times we have pain in our bodies, and it's pain of old ancient sin that's a generational curse that we're still holding on to. We're going to talk about how to release that, how to let it go, how to be whole, how to deal with truth. The first key piece of the armor is truth. How to walk in our truth. Sometimes we may have had bad marriages. It didn't work out. And we may have a guilty conscience. Maybe it was my fault. Maybe it was something I could have did or should have did. God want to set you free today. Maybe it's some things that you felt you should have did with your children. God want to set you free today. God want to set us free from every single thing that's trying to hold you hostage, from walking in your future, into your destiny, into your blessed place. God wants to set you free. God wants you to walk in your wholeness. God wants you to let the past go. It's simple. It's simple. It's not hard. Dealing with the truth and then going on to be set free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. The way to determine one of the key things about the armor of truth is to learn how to deal with past pain, how to release it and let it go. How do we release past pain and let it go? Be set free. Just walk in it. John 8, 31 and 32 talks about the truth that Apostle Paul was referring to. It's the whole counsel of God's word, how to walk in your truth. I want you to take that thing that held you hostage, a past pain that you did not know how to deal with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That one thing, you know, you're wondering, why did this happen? What did I do to deserve this? I want you to take that, and I want you to lift it up to the Lord. It's an antagonizing demon that's always coming in your spirit. If I had only did this, if I had only took action, if I had only, God wants you to know today that he has set you free from that and that you are beginning to walk in your truth. He allowed some things to happen to get you where he wants you to be. It's not by accident. It's not by accident. I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Father. He girdled himself into the Holy Spirit so that you could be set free. So that you could be set free. How many want freedom today? So I want you to take that pain that have caused you not to walk in your truth. And I want you to stand firm and say, I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me will keep me from walking in my truth. So you just release it. Surrender it, and let it go. And when it comes in your spirit again, you say, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Because the enemy keep coming to you, and he keep telling you, if you had not done that, it would have been this way. That's a lie from the pits of hell, causing God's people to be under bondage. We need to walk in our truth. That's your first armor. Walk in your truth. Deal with the pain of the past. Release it and let it go because Jesus already died for it. See, God's truth restores our vision and our passion and it enables us to keep on keeping on. And I'm going to close with that. God's truth restores your vision and your passion to enable you to keep on keeping on. So if you have any pain in your body, we're going to touch and agree that you're walking in your truth and your healing, that God is going to restore your body. Because you have chosen to take the pain of the past and release it. Can you actually handle that? Then maybe some of your pain is from the pain of the past. The enemy works in our bodies to try to keep us from being whole. So every single day, whatever pain you have in your bodies, we're going to start with that, that you will lay your hands on that pain and you will say, I'm walking in my truth. I'm restored. I'm whole. I'm healed. And I want you to see yourself whole and healed so that you may be able to put on the whole armor. You can't put on the armor because you the past pain. Every time you put on the armor, you start thinking, well, my body's not whole. But your body is whole. I don't know who it is on the line, but it's someone on the line that want to put on the armor, but you keep thinking, my body is not whole. My body is not whole. But God wants you to know that you are the righteousness of God. Because of Christ Jesus, you are the righteousness. Walk in your wholeness. God wants you to walk in your wholeness. There are some areas in your body that's bothering you. It's hindering you from walking in God's best. God said, I'm going to heal you. Hakararaboshe. This is your day to be healed. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up and receive your healing. It's going to be simple. Lift your hands up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Whatever you're struggling with in your body, God said, I'm about to heal you. I'm about to heal you. Let him heal you. We're going to stay on the line so that you can get your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Stay in that place. Begin to worship him.
I worship you.
Tell him you worship him.
I worship you.
Let your body worship him. Tell him that he's your king.
In what you hear, take joy, my king.
Healing
all of your glory, I bow
God wants you to get your healing today. Rabbi Kul Rama Liki Sadarabo. Because of your obedience, says the Lord, because of your love for me, I'm going to totally heal your body so that I may use you in the magnitude that I desire to use you. I have heard your cry. There's a healing angel in your house today. There's a healing angel in your house today. God said, I'm going to birth out testimonies. Not only did healing come forth, but some deliverance came forth. And I'm going to get some testimonies because I'm going to cause the enemy to flee because I've worked in this hour, says the Lord. Different parts were for different people, but there's someone on the line that's been crying for deliverance. There's someone on the line that's been crying for healing. God said, I've come to your house today. And I want you to agree with heaven. That I've met you at your point of need.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 I'm healing you, says the Lord. I'm healing you. Everyone that's on the line, God said, I'm healing you. I'm healing you for kingdom purposes. I am healing you for kingdom precision. I'm healing you for kingdom provision. I call you healed. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree it to be so. And even in this, you're going to have clarity of thought. Clarity of thought. Clarity of thought. Clarity of thought. In Jesus' name. Amen. I really don't want to let this go. Because the Holy Spirit is moving in your house. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Begin to embrace your healing. Begin to touch those areas of your body that once had pain. That once had pain, God said, I'm removing it. I am removing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Even you have received some deliverance from some things that you didn't know how to handle. God said, I've handled it for you. I have taken care of it. Thank you, Father. This prophetic word is for those that have received it in their spirit. You will, you shall give your testimony in due season. In Jesus' name, amen. We seal this with the blood, and we thank you, Father, that you're moving by your spirit. You have moved in the household of those that are on this line, God. You have caused them, Lord God, to be stronger in you. You have caused them, Lord God, to be able to put on the whole armor. You have caused them to walk in their truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. I even hear the Lord saying, even some forgiveness has taken place. And that has caused you to soar in the things of the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is good. God is faithful and God is kind. Amen. Amen. It's hard to let it go, but I'm going to release everyone. I want to encourage you. That if there's a testimony, write it down. God said this is part of your journey. Part of your journey. Amen. It's part of your journey. Woo. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And even with that being said, I don't know if there's a testimony on the line. I don't know if God has given a word to somebody. But I don't want to miss the opportunity, and I don't want to skip those that may want to say something. But I'm going to open up the lines just so if God has given you a word to say or something that's been imparted in your spirit, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do so before we get off the line. So if there's anyone that would like to say anything, I want to encourage you to do so at this time.
Hello? This is Mother Phillip.
Praise God.
I thank God for the message. It's been laid out so plain that even a fool wouldn't hear. So I thank him. But while I was on the line, I had asked God, you know, for my healing. And I was praying. And then after the message came, and with that powerful message, he told me, he said, just stand still. Stand still and just see the salvation of the Lord. And I believe that it's so much passed for that message. It has done so much for me. And I thank God for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Stand, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen, amen. We thank God that he is moving by his spirit. And he is going to answer every single prayer that you ask for. God said, I'm going to give it to you. I'm about to give you an overflow. I'm about to give you an abundance of blessings. I'm about to cause everything that concerns you to come together. And I even hear the Lord said, and don't worry, because I'm not only going to bless you, I'm going to bless everything that concern you. You're going to see it manifest in this lifetime.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Amen, amen. Praise you, Lord. And even right now, the Lord said, I'm giving you back what was stolen. He's everything that the cankerworm has stolen. This is your season to walk in it. This is your season to receive it. This is your season to be restored. It's your season. God said, do not fear, just receive. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Is there anyone else?
Yeah, yes. I... Go ahead.
Amen. That's humility, and that's a great thing to have. You know, as you was speaking in, you know, God started ministering to me about some of the things that you were saying for his people. And I was hearing him say he was healing minds. And that's not to say that he's not healing physically, because when you heal the mind, you are healing physically anyway, because it's a mindset. But he said he's healing minds to the realm of the spirit, so that we are not sold on lies, coming to restore the realm of the spirit, lifting in the heart, like taking no thought for tomorrow. Take no thought for tomorrow, but let not your heart be troubled. It's you believe in God, you believe in me. So you can't allow, and then you understand that let, what are you saying, that let, you got to allow. But he's let not. He didn't say it can't come. He said let not. Like, in other words, have a dog running this about this stuff. Like, I would not allow that thought to incubate. I would not allow that thought to set in. I would not allow that thought to change my mindset. I would not let that thought come against the mind of Christ. So that's what he's saying. Don't allow things. Take no thought for tomorrow. You know, he take care of the birds. So what makes you think in your mind, who told you that he don't have you? Who told you that you were sick? Who told you that you can't be healed? Who told you that your finances won't work out? Yeah. Who told you? He's come to heal the mind of the realm of that thought that sold you that lie that you bought and you allowed to incubate, and then you waddle in it and allow it to take place where God's supposed to be, but no more. You got to trouble your trouble.
Amen.
Wow. You know, it's something, I literally see healing angels.
Yeah.
I literally see them. And it's almost like your portion. It's your portion for the day to be healed. And whether it be like Minister Bernard said, your mind, God said, I'm healing. I'm healing. I'm giving you clarity of thought. I'm healing you. And the reason he's healing you, so that you can be dressed for the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You can be armed for the battle. That you're going to live in peace. I just praise him for the manifestation today.
Amen.
Amen. Who is that, Brother Dave? You have something you would like to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm reminded of John 16:13, when it says the spirit of truth will come and he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he speak, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things are to come. And as you were speaking about truth and that truth sets you free, I was talking to an individual 2 days ago, and they said to me that I had to let some deep-rooted hurt go. And you were speaking today about that, probably from childhood. I probably suppressed it so deep I didn't even know what it was. I couldn't even give an answer to it. But I know that I'm set free from it today, because the spirit was moving, as you said. Didn't want to let it go, and I haven't let it go because the spirit is still flowing. And I thank you for being obedient to the leadership of the Holy Spirit to speak over us, so that we can be set free. Because we all have some, as I mentioned the other day, strongholds that sometimes we're not even consciously aware of. But the spirit knows how to put the light on it. And I just, I guess you could call my testimony that I've been set free from whatever it is that I can't even think of myself, whatever deep hurt that was impeding me from, I was thinking of a song and that part of the lyric said that my heart is without a home. And that it now has a home. And not so much from the, I know it has a home with Jesus, obviously, and God, but sometimes we as men will remain resistive to relationships because maybe of those past hurts or what have you. And as you mentioned about marriage and what have you, been there twice, and you know, each time for the way I was raised and the way things turned out was totally oppositional. But to date, I just feel like I've just been set free. So, you know, when God sees fit for that time, for that heart to have a place to go, all will come to pass. And that's what I said, that he will show me things to come and who is to come. So I praise God for being set free today. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, praise God. Praise God, because what the Lord is saying now, I'm getting you ready. I'm getting you ready. I'm preparing. I'm getting you ready. And it's something about how God works, because it's always, he knows what we stand in need of.
Mm-hmm.
And he neither sleep nor slumber. So God said, I'm getting things ready. He said, stand, stand, stand.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is saying. So the healing angels have, and they're still with us. They're still doing the work. They're still doing their work.
Amen.
They're still doing their work. So allow the angels to minister to your spirit as the healing keep manifesting. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is there anyone else? I just want to thank everyone, because God says soak. Soak prophetically in his word. Just soak. Put on your prophetic music, just instrumental, and just soak in it. Just soak it. He said, every time you do it, I'm going to meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to meet you there. Mm-hmm. Amen. Is there anyone else? Amen. Glory to God. Well, I just praise God for Evangelist Monica that's on the line. I just want to thank God for her. She will be coming on Internet Radio, her show. We have Minister Sophia, Minister Cherie Colbert. We have Reverend Dr. Beverly Hare will be coming on. We have a great lineup for you. I mean, awesome men and women of God that truly love God. We have Sister Tony and her daughter, they're going to be doing teamwork to make the dream work. I'm excited about kingdom purposes. I'm excited about that. So as the angels keep ministering to you, that you would go in the presence of the Holy Spirit, stay there, soak there, so that you can always get the heart of God, that you can always walk in your healing. Because it's a matter of staying in his presence. Staying in his presence. You know, sometimes you have to get people and things out of your ear so that you can hear God, so that you can walk in God's path. Amen. I'm grateful. And I just know that the Lord is still here. He never leave us, but there's an anointing that's been released to your house today. I feel like someone, you need to dance in his presence, soak in his presence. Just have fun with the Holy Spirit today. Amen. This is a special anointing that's been released on the people of God today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just excited and delighted to be used by the Father. Father, we ask you right now that as we leave this line, God, that you will begin to speak to the people. Speak to every dry place. Cause it to live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. I thank you for fire, God, the fire of God to be upon everyone. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you to preach and teach the gospel. Preach and teach the gospel to every phone call, to everyone that come in your presence. Tell them something about Jesus. Amen. If you like what we're doing, I encourage you to sow into the ministry. You can go to Giveify. You can download the app to your phone. You can go to the website, and you can just Google Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. You're able to sow that way. Salvation is free, but ministry costs.
And what we're doing is kingdom building in the lives of God's people. Amen. Rest assured that your seed is sown into good grounds. I want to thank my sons for being on the line. God bless both of you. Love you. And I know God has a call on both of your lives. And I'm thanking God that he's bringing forth ministers of the gospel. Amen. Again, Elder, we thank you for calling in and being on the line with us. We thank you for being the man of God that you are. And he will be with us on tomorrow, same time, same place. We love you with the love of God. Stay in God's presence, soak in his presence, so that you'll be able to see gifts and see anointings and birth them out of people so that their lives will never, ever be the same. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Have a terrific day in the presence of the Holy Spirit. God bless you all. And again, stay blessed and stay in, with fully dressed for kingdom's sake. Good night, everyone.
My heart.